Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez, where culture connects. That's how the creative minds behind Sacramento's hip-hop open mic describe their new project. The Grid happens the first Saturday of every month at the Digital Cafe inside the Nubian Family Marketplace on Florin Road. Performances range from some of Sacramento's best-known hip-hop artists to live painting exhibitions and community members just picking up the mic for the very first time speaking their mind to a beat. The next hip-hop open mic is this Saturday, March 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Musicians Cam One and Floativation, as well as artist Jermaine Tilson, a.k.a. J. Crux, created The Grid, and they all join us now. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's such a treat. It's a great way to end our week. So how did the three of you all meet?
You know, in various capacities, but all through community work of some sort. I do a lot of work outside of music, working with the youth. And Jay and I actually met at college during the time I was involved with the Black Student Union. And Jay actually came to one of our events at the time. It was called the Ebony Aura. We'd have it on campus. And for Floativation, I mean, honestly, as artists, as MCs, we've just connected through just mutual circles. And Floativation reached out to me to do some work with his business as well. Come to find out, he was also doing the same kind of community work as myself. So I think a kind of a thread brought us all together here.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Floativation, yeah, I love that name.
Thank you.
What inspired it?
Well, just when I was a young artist, just trying to figure out a name that I can really stick with. I got to shout out Lupe Fiasco, but I was listening to a Lupe Fiasco freestyle, just figuring out that I want to motivate people that I talk to and want to have music that's going to inspire as well. So, and it, of course, flowing is a part of hip hop and rapping. So I just put flow and motivation together, and here we are.
So this open mic is relatively new. It started about 5 months ago. How did the idea first come about?
Well, initially, I was contacted by one of the people that leads the Nubian Family Marketplace, a good family friend of ours. His name's Nasir. He had reached out about this digital cafe space, and he had invited me to come take a look. He said, hey, you know, this is a space we can activate and really do something cool and do something on a hip-hop level of, you know, creative, but not only creative, cultural aspects. So we ended up just taking some time to really look at what we could do. He said, you know, I want to bring in artists. I said, you know, hip hop is a lot more than just the rapping, so I want to bring in all kinds of cultural aspects as well. Jay was one of the first people I contacted about it because I know his artwork has been just expanding over the years, and we've always been aligned in that way. And Floativation is also someone who connects with me on a hip hop cultural side of things. So we just looked at how we can help and give back to others, knowing that the space was there for us as well.
Yeah, Jay Crux, you've been on Insight multiple times talking about your art. You're a visual artist with very vibrant, powerful paintings. You're actually doing live paintings during the open mic, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely doing a lot of that. And I've been kind of just trying to branch out with my photography and stuff too, kind of try to capture like moments with the art and the music, you know, so a little bit of everything, you know.
Awesome. Well, Cam, you perform at The Grid every month, and yes, we're going to listen to one of your songs called Hip Hop. Before we hit play, tell us about it.
It is a song that stands for something. The course itself is, I believe it's an acronym where you have a letter standing for a word, but it was given to me by a teacher of mine, actually a teacher's wife of mine. He's a hip-hop artist known as KRS-One. His wife had this acronym for hip-hop that was more than just, you know, doing the creative things, but a way to live your life, and it inspired me to write. I wrote this song when I was on the East Coast during a special time called Hip-Hop Appreciation Week, and it absolutely guides me in my life. It's kind of a pillar, if you will, for to the reset button when you need to remind yourself what hip hop is truly all about.
Having inner peace, H-I-P. Helping others prosper, H-O-P. Holy integrated people, H-I-P. Having omnipresent power, H-O-P. Having inner peace, H-I-P. Helping others prosper, H-O-P. Holy integrated people, H-I-P. Having omnipresent power, H-O-P.
Cam 1, mic 1, check 212. Unified with the fly, that's beyond crew. Toss and turn, twist a phrase to perfect that verse. God willing, a response to reflect what works. Yeah, make a mark on society, this is Star Wars. My passion is an elemental fire force. From the bottom, but the calling from a high source. Hip hop as much of mine as it is yours. Now dig it, I heard we wouldn't last, show the impact's a minute. Flowing what we do is cultural, how we living. B-boys and B-girls, hustlers, the men and women. Street knowledge and ism. Pay attention, I'm from the west where Eastern thought. Doing fine, well a wig can start to pop. Controversy the sun, to us it's not. The foundation is a rock, having in a pace.
If this is a taste of what people experience every month, that is amazing. What does it feel like creating community in this way?
You know, it's truly gratifying. I like to say it's a soul tribe of people who not only just make music, but, you know, when you think of hip hop, it's a transformational tool that touches so many people's lives in various ways, from like fashion and, you know, all the way to business. So when somebody walks into the grid, you know, they're going to feel at home if they've been touched by the spirit of hip hop. And this song definitely reflects that.
So Floativation, you also perform, of course, and we're going to listen to your track Get Lifted. But before we hit play, tell us about the song.
Oh, man, I didn't even know you played that one. So that song from my first album called Vision of an MC. I put that out a couple years ago. It was produced by this guy named Young Somber from Spain, all produced by him. And just that song is just about, like, again, what Cam is saying, just creating more community and culture and reminding people what hip hop is and where we think it's going in the future, because I think hip hop is going in a good direction. Definitely.
Getting lifted to the fact that I'm gifted, but I gotta make a difference. When I talk, is it even a mission? When the time comes, I don't wanna miss it. Everything I got wasn't given, it was earned. Could've went left, but I made that turn. Under my chimney, the fire do burn. Able to rise through all the lessons I learned. Skills that I built could jump out the gym, but still I be thinking above the rim. Though I see shade up under my lens, eternal spark, so the light won't dim. Know that I'm dope, they see that I'm him. Cherish the days, I rhyme again. Follow my heart, don't follow the trends. I stand my ground and go with the wind. Balance my actions with what I say. Said I'ma win, I have to play. Can't be a hero and save the day, but my energy's needed in every way. Knowing this game is crooked as hell. Look at the world, I'm wishing it well. Could be a prophet, the future will tell. But my lyrics I give can make you inhale. Give me a minute, two or three, and the frequency can set you free. When it's complete, the vision of an MC is what you see. Mom is tied, granny is two. Men of my fam, I gotta make moves. Leadership role, I'm filling the shoes. I'm over the days of paying the dues. Talk to the youth, told me it's better when you were just able to speak.
I also think that for people who are new to this and coming to the open mic and maybe they're a little nervous, listening to the both of you can be really inspiring. I would imagine you mentor people coming up here in Sacramento.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just like Cam said, just to tie into the story, I did a mentor music class. That's how I met JT years back. Shout out to my dude, Pharaoh, 1837 Vegan. He tied me up with him, and I got to see him on his journey as an artist. And it's just been a great thing to see. And in that class, also got to work with other young up-and-coming artists. And it's just been a great learning experience for me to help, you know, just by providing what wisdom I have to give to the next artist who's coming up.
So, Jermaine, you're, of course, a visual artist, photography, painting, filmmaking. How does your creativity, your work as an artist embody the spirit of hip-hop?
That's a good question. And honestly, it's kind of new for me. And I honestly, you know, until I really met Cam, I really didn't even think that my art would even have ties into hip hop. So I feel like I kind of got to give it to him. He gave me that that door for that, to kind of like look at it from a different perspective. And, you know, when I paint, it's just I'm painting, you know. But now that, like, you know, having him, me having him a part of this, or me being a part of this, like, it kind of gives me a different vision from it. So I think it's pretty dope. It's giving me a learning experience too.
And you recently shared your work at the Crocker Art Museum for Black History Month. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. I definitely got a shout out Shantae. You know, she definitely was the reason why I got to be up there, you know, because at the beginning of the month, I was like, I don't have any art shows going on this month of Black History Month. And then she's like, oh, do you want to do something with the Crocker? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, it was a great experience. I met a lot of people, got a lot of connections, and hopefully I can move forward doing more stuff with the Crocker too.
Yeah, I'm just like visualizing what happens on Saturday. Of course, you have hip hop open mic, you have live painting. I would imagine that other artists want to be part of this as well. Maybe poetry or dancers. I mean, the options, the opportunities seem kind of endless.
Absolutely. We want to just extend an invite to anybody who is creative. Just come and check us out on Saturday. We'll be up there from 2 to 4 and really just essentially facilitating a space for artists to be artists. We want to make sure, you know, that there's not only opportunities for entertainment, but just enrichment as well for artists. So we're going to have just resources, opportunities for photography, for artists to get, you know, some visual representations of themselves for social media. And overall, we just like to have a good time in the spirit of hip hop. So it is peace, love, unity, and having fun for us, and we encourage and extend everybody who resonates with that to come join us.
What have been some of the memorable performances over the past 5 months?
Oh, you know, when Pat got on the mic last time, you know, that was special because he said he hadn't been on in a few months. We had a DJ join us, DNTN, and he was spinning for us the entire afternoon. It was a lot of great music he played, and then said, you know what, he was inspired by some of the other acts that got on stage and said, you know what, I want to give this a try, and had incredible music. I think a little bit of that inspiration that rubbed off on him, and it was a really cool thing to see somebody that was just led to do that based on just the energy that was there at the day.
Well, before we let you three go, we're going to end with another song. This is Minding Mine. Cam, want to set us up with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to give a shout out to my oldest daughter, Imani. She absolutely executive produces this record, and I can't get away out of a performance without performing it. So y'all going to get this live on Saturday, too.
Building and bringing it back. I'm on the mind. The way that I'm kicking the birds, reflecting the math. I'm on the mind. It's on the daily. I see the P on the path. I'm on the mind. I'm on the mind. The capital reppin' the city of trees. You know the time. Bouncing a dollar, I let her pass it to the queens. It's all divine. All of the homies is mobbing, the brothers is solid. The hardest kind. I was on 87, headed to the knowledge. I thought of rhymes, left a Moleskine on the light rail to college. They're hitting gems, riding round a Nina and the natives acknowledge. Them is damn, took the winners and put it back into the culture. That's a get down, sitting shopping with the owners, glass on coasters. Talking chips now, business to business. A product with product, attitude one up. Haters never caught up. I used to cop from the S&D on Mac. Young, ambitious, and black. Give $1 million worth of gain. Usain Bolt's on the track, business to business.
All right, well, if you like what you hear, you can see all of them in action this Saturday, March 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Grid is happening at the Digital Cafe inside the Nubian Family Marketplace off Lauren Road in Sacramento. That is Cam One, Floativation, and Jermaine Tilson, a.k.a. J. Crux, the minds behind The Grid. Thank you all so much for taking the time. What a treat.
Thank you, Vicky. Appreciate it.
All right, that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. We're on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.